Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you're an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we're having back the National Coordinator and Communications Manager for the World Apostolate of Fatima, USA, Our Lady's Blue Army, Barb Ernster, to the show. Now, Barb has written extensively on the Fatima apparitions, and she helps people understand the true devotion to Mary through the three Fatima children. And she's also the editor for the English edition of Sister Lucia's biography, A Pathway Under the Gaze of Mary. And today she's here to continue the beautiful conversation about the message of Fatima, the first Saturday devotion, and a great new book that introduces the Fatima message to children called Fatima Friends Adventure Guide. To learn more about Our Lady's Blue Army, please go out to their great website, bluearmy.com. And, you know, I'm a convert, and, you know, there was so many things to comprehend in Catholic land, coming from Protestant land. And I had a beautiful friend, and she worked with me at St. Francis of Assisi, and she participated in the first Saturday devotion. And I was like, what is that, Ernestine? I don't understand what that is. And so she explained it, and I just felt like I was on the biggest learning curve of my life. I still am as a Catholic guy. You feel like you're always in kindergarten because there's so many beautiful things to learn. But Barb did a great job yesterday sharing and educating us about the heart of God, the heart of the Blessed Mother, and what those three precious children endured to bring this beautiful message to the whole world.
She's going to unpack more fully for us as well the five Saturday devotions that are going to take place. That this is a continuing work. Mm-hmm. You know, it just didn't cease, you know, with the apparitions and with those children, but it's a continual work to pray for the conversion of souls and the world and those who seem farthest away from the Lord, that they would come to the Lord, and that Mary wants this to continue, that the peace that our Lord desires would abide throughout the face of the earth. So we have our part to do.
Right. And we as a people of God have no earthly idea. You know, we just kind of think we go and we go. But you think of all the convents and all the devotions and all the priests and all the religious who give their lives to intercede and pray for peace. And we as a lay people, this is one way for us to participate and enter in.
And we're going to learn more about the book, Fatima Friends Adventure Guide. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Barb Ernster, and she's the National Coordinator and Communications Manager for the World Apostolate of Fatima, USA. And you can go out to their great website, bluearmy.com, to learn more about that wonderful apostolate. Well, Barb, for those that didn't catch the show yesterday, tell our family about the message of Fatima and also what was the great promise from those that kept the Saturday devotion?
Yeah, and the reason we're focusing on First Saturdays this year is because the 100th anniversary is coming up December 10th, right after the Jubilee year. And so we're promoting for people to please take up this devotion because our Blessed Mother asked for this. Yeah. And the promise that she gives is if you go for five consecutive Saturdays, you go to Holy Communion, confession, pray a rosary, and spend 15 minutes keeping her company, meditating on the other mysteries of the rosary in reparation for the sins against her Black Immaculate Heart, she promises to be with you at the time of your death with all the graces necessary for your salvation. And it's called the Great Promise of Fatima. And she also, you know, she invites us into participating with her in helping her establish this triumph of the Immaculate Heart that she promises, peace in the world. And so by our participation with all that she asked us to do at Fatima, especially praying the rosary every day, because she wants us to have peace in our families and in our world. And she has certainly, she's working very hard and she invites us in.
Well, you know, you would think, especially as you're marketing now to a younger generation, to raise up another generation, and in this media-saturated culture that we live, it produces a lot of anxiety for kids. And so this new generation that you're trying to raise up, this is a beautiful thing to lessen the anxiety of those young, right? And even old people who think, you know, the sky is falling and the world is coming to an end. What a beautiful way to participate in ceasing that and being a part of changing the evil of the day.
Well, and the interesting thing, you know, Our Lady appeared to three little children. They were 7, 9, and 10 years old, first communion age. And she's asking them to take on this great devotion to help her change the world. And so we wanted to get to that generation as well, because there's whole, you know, there's whole generations that don't really know about Fatima. They think it was 100 years ago. Oh yeah, didn't she appear to those three little kids and we're supposed to say the rosary and the end. But there's such a richness and depth to Fatima. And it's, we wanted to bring that out to families because we know that families are struggling and that they need peace. And so this is a pathway.
So share with us about the creating of this wonderful workbook, Fatima Friends Adventure Guide, Powerful Prayer, Challenges and Activities, Forever Friendship.
Well, it came about through a friend of mine, Kathy Gilmore. She used to be the marketing director for the Catholic Marketing Network, and she's also a children's author. And we had gotten to know each other, and you know, we were trying to redo our children's programs, kind of bring it back to the modern world. And Kathy approached me and asked if we would be interested in kind of a new faith formation series on Fatima that would help bring families into learning about it as well. And I'm like, perfect timing. It's exactly what we want to do. And so we started working on it. We hired this wonderful illustrator from Indonesia who created these beautiful images of these children. And so the whole, it's called an adventure guide because Mary, the Angel of Peace, and the three children are your heroes of the day. I mean, how many Marvel movies have we gone through? But these are our heroes in heaven that want to help us. And so they're the main characters, and each of them presents a different challenge that you that a child can take up at home with the parents. There's some reading, there's coloring pages, there's activities, all of them centered on a specific lesson that we're trying to teach through the Fatima message.
And I love how you pivot, right, from vices and move into virtues, from ways of fear to be fortified and to work that through is to say, this can, this prayer life, this devotion can make a difference in your life and in your soul, not just here on earth, but for all eternity, which will bring anybody peace.
So you're mentioning pivot. So there are five challenges, like throughout the book, each chapter.
Five chapters that have you complete certain tasks. And each chapter is focused on a different part of the message. So the first one is the invitation to prayer, which is what the Angel of Peace did with the children when he appeared in 1916, invited them to pray. And so you're learning that your prayers have power. God wants children to come to him. God is going to use little children because they're so pure and their hearts are cleaned out and he can mold them. And so they're, he even told, the Angel of Peace told the children at Fatima, you know, the hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy on you. They're listening to you. And so little children are being invited to pray more, to enter into this relationship with Mary. The second challenge goes into sacrifice, and that's introduced by Jacinta, who took on such great sacrifices. The third one, Lucia, she's gonna talk about Eucharistic prayer. She's gonna invite you to Eucharistic prayer. And so, and then Lucia introduces sacrifice, and then the fourth one is Francisco, who's gonna introduce you to adoration, and the fifth one is the Blessed Mother, who's gonna talk about the power that your prayer has and and all of this Marian consecration, introducing the children to Marian consecration.
So these are the various challenges that are there, and everything's building towards Saturday. Right? And saying now here's and here's the other things that need to be done for Saturday. This is your day, this is the family day, this is what we're working towards to participate with Our Lady in this way to pray. You know, I just, I'm so impressed, and you've underlined the Fatima message is, you know, it has a great promise for you in terms mm-hmm. of the hour of your death and Our Lady keeping you, praying for you, and so on. But so much of this is focused away from you. And this is about souls that are going to perish. This is about souls mm-hmm. that have offended the heart of Jesus, the heart of Our Lady, blasphemed against them, and asking children to pray for these people, mm-hmm. to pray for souls that they don't perish in hell. And she gave them, you know, a vision of hell, part mm-hmm. of hell, and to see that. And I think this is a remedy for the narcissism, for the suicide, for the lack of hope that's in our children today, because it's so self-narcissistic and focused. And yes, the Fatima message transforms you, but it doesn't leave you there. If you're really transformed then, you've got to pray for souls and pray for lives. You know, the prayer that the angel, you know, taught them, I believe, I hope, I adore, I love you. I pray for those who don't believe, who don't hope, who don't have faith, who don't adore you, however that goes exactly. And that you've got a burn for them, that the Holy Spirit will place that in you. Mary will help you with that. And this is why, you know, the church exists for evangelization. And so this is about evangelizing the world, the whole world, and the Lord wants you to be an advocate for that through the basis of prayer and doing this. This is what our kids need. And this really reintroduces this whole Fatima message just beautifully.
It takes the focus off yourself. And that's what Marian consecration is. If you're consecrated to Mary and you're focused on Christ, your heart's going to expand for love for other people. Mm. And so that's what these little children, that's what happened to them. They're no longer concerned about their own needs, but they're concerned about the needs of the world. And they know, they understood, you know, impeccably that there was something that was about cleaning out your heart and making room for Jesus and Mary, because they wanted to sacrifice. And Jacinta in particular, she wanted to take on more sacrifices. And then Lucia goes on to show us 88 years of what it looks like to live a Marian consecration. And so this book is to try to help kids to pivot from, you know, fear and learn to trust in God, to pivot from pride, learn to be humble, to embrace hope and charity and faith. It's there's five challenges that we're trying to teach them, but then also all the prayers of Fatima are in there. There's five prayers of Fatima that they learn. And there's the five First Saturdays, which we're asking families to participate together, learn together how to do these. Even if the child hasn't gotten a First Communion yet, you can teach them, you know, the spiritual communion. You can teach them a little bit about what it's going to be like when they start to confess their sins. And at the back of the book, there's a toolkit of all the prayers, how to say the rosary.
Right. I saw that.
And there's a parent guide that comes with it as well.
Get that online?
Yeah, if you get the book, there will be an access code to how to get to the parent guide. And the parent guide will draw you a little bit deeper into the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort so that parents will understand a little more deeper what this is about.
Well, this book is bursting, you know, because we've read it together. I mean, it's got yellows and golds and reds.
It is beautiful.
I mean, it's all illustration.
There,
so it's very, very exciting. All different activities that people could do. I could see parents doing this with their children. I can see in bigger families, the older children could actually lead the other children through this. You say you've got the prayers that are there. I learned so much because I didn't know a number of those prayers. So I've been trying to memorize those. That's going to be my month of May with Mary, is, you know, working through this book more fully, encouraging my grandchildren, you know, in this way to do this.
Now, but couldn't parishes use it too? Yes. And in children's Sunday school and vacation Bible school?
Homeschool groups, parishes and schools. It's a faith enrichment program.
Right.
So the parishes and schools are liking it because it's not replacing their curriculum, but it's something that they can send home with parents so that the families can do this together. And, you know, to start in October, you know, kids go back to school in October and then go through maybe or lead up to May. So start in January and get into May when people are starting to do First Communion. So you've done your five First Saturdays together. Maybe a lot of parishes are starting family First Saturdays. And so the families are joining together. They're doing the Holy Communion and going to Mass together, and then they're gathering for a picnic afterwards or something.
So the Fatima Five, it's Mary, the angel. And then the three children. What's this little lamb?
Fofo, the lamb.
Tell us about Fofo.
Well, we couldn't leave out the sheep because, of course, the children, that's what they were. They were shepherds. And Fofo means lamb in Portuguese. And so Kathy Gilmore, again, the creator of this, wanted to include a lamb because he's going to help them at the end of each challenge to go through what they just learned. And we just thought it was a cute addition.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Especially for a 7-year-old or 6-year-old.
Yeah.
He's kind of walking through the whole thing with you. And so you're saying your hope is that this will become now a family devotion for the whole family.
The family will learn together, and that families will take up First Saturdays, because we also encourage people at the end of the First Saturday, go out for a Super Saturday Ice Cream Sunday. Mm-hmm. Make it fun. Mm-hmm. And the kids will remember this. So these devotions get implanted in their hearts, and when they're older, they will always have they will have that relationship with Mary mm-hmm. that's already formed, and it will maybe be lifelong.
Yeah.
So it really does teach the Fatima message in a simple way and helps families to be reintroduced to it in a fun and an enticing and illustrative way that is exciting yeah. for them.
And it's a devotion, but it's really moving in the stream, because the whole Fatima apparition and what's taking place and Mary's kind of request to do the First Saturdays, because she speaks, you want to maintain the peace. You want yeah. peace to come to the whole world, mm. that this is in the flow of history, right. of salvation history that's right. going on now. And we can see so many things that make us fearful, and how the world can, it seems like, destroy itself at mm. any point.
Yeah.
And so how do we pray, and what do we pray? And I still think Fatima, the prayers, what's being said, the devotion, reparation, confession, you know, for ourselves and for those who aren't doing this, that right. we're praying for them. These people aren't doing this, or maybe they can't do it at this point. We're praying for them until they can come to that time and that place where their eyes will mm-hmm. be open and we'll see.
Well, God is asking all of us to participate with Him and to be willing to pick up our cross every day and follow Him. And so this is, it's important that we remember we're not just trying to get something out of God. He's wanting us to participate with Him to build the kingdom. How do we do that unless we are going to confession once mm-hmm. a month? He can't use us if we're weighed down by sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so to ask us to go to confession once a month is so that we're cleaned out and we're battle ready. We all have to be battle ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what Marian consecration is about. So when people do a Marian consecration, they check the box and move on. We're no, mm-hmm. you got to live this. And so
yeah.
how do we live this? And what does God want? He wants us abandoned to His will. He wants our hearts cleaned out, ready to do whatever it is He wants us to do. Follow Mary, who said, do whatever He tells you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do. Mary's going to lead us to her Son.
We're going to take a break at this point. We're going to hold you over for the final segment. Strongly encourage you to get the Fatima Friends Adventure Guide, EWTNRC.com, EWTNRC.com. RC, I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you
so
are.
So you can go there, get this. For your family, get this, your Catholic school, get this, and just all together. I can tell you how much I've learned. So these books are for children, age 7 to 10, this book, and yet they're really for parents, because I just can't tell you how much I didn't know about Fatima. And really, the power of God really comes through this. I really have a sense of being united with those children and praying together with them for Mary's heart and God's heart for this world. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're concluding our conversation with Bob Ernster. And Bob, you only have a couple of minutes. I'm turning it over to you. Anything you want to say about Fatima, about the children, or about this wonderful book, Fatima Friends, Adventure Guide?
Well, I just want people to know that Fatima is not over. It's continuing. It's part of the gospel message. And even John Paul II said it's more relevant today than ever. And with the world the way it's going, this is a peace plan from heaven. Mm. Mary wants us to know peace and happiness. And so if you go to our website, BlueArmy.com, we have a section on First Saturday devotions. We have materials that adults can use. You know, Father Andrew Apostoli wrote a book for us called The Treasures of First Saturday, and he explains the blasphemies, why we do these.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a nice little adult guide for First Saturdays. And you can get that at our website, shopfatima.com. But this adventure guide that we created for children, we are trying to get to the next generation, but also to the families. We want the parents to know this message, because many of them, it hasn't really been talked about for quite some time, you know, since maybe the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to bring this back to new generations in a new way. And we just encourage you to, you know, pick up a copy of this. We also have Fofo the Lamb. We did create a Fofo. And so that is on special this month. when you buy the book, you get FOFO for a special price. And it's a perfect first communion gift as well.
It is.
Excellent,
indeed.
Yes. And that's happening this month.
And you can find that all on the website.
On the website at BlueArmy.com. And you can go to the youth section, BlueArmy.com/youth. But it's all there. Just go and explore our website. Mm-hmm. We've made it easy to navigate.
Barb, thank you so much for being with us. We so appreciate the Blue Army, all the work that's being done, and especially this new book that's come out, Fatima Friends Adventure Guide, EW10RC.com, EW10RC.com. It'd be great for our families to be doing this together. The adults will learn as much as the children will. And then you all make the Saturday devotion, five first Saturdays together. You get the promise of Mary for you at the time of your death. And you move your children away from just thinking about themselves and consuming everything for themselves, and they get a heart for other people. Mm. They don't want people to go to hell. We believe in heaven, and we believe in hell. Lord, I don't want my friends to go to hell. I don't want other people to go to hell. What can I do? And as Barb was saying, this Fatima is the plan for the peace of the whole world, the peace that passes human understanding, the opening of blind eyes. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.